When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Now, I could talk of the Christmas hustle and bustle today. I could tell you about traditions or share another nifty recipe just in time to rescue you from the 4 dozen cookie exchange coming up this Saturday. We could think together about miracles and charities and benefactors who fulfill Christmas dreams. This time on air could be devoted to deep pondering over world religions and the ever-changing face of American culture, where holiday greetings from store clerks incense seasonal shoppers when they don't hear them say, "Merry Christmas." Or I could just tell you what I really want for Christmas. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to itemize a long list of material whatnots to fill my kitchen counter or bedroom closet. I don't have room for anything more. In fact, I would do well to purge rather than gather another possession. But what I truly desire for Christmas can't even be bought online or in a department store. You won't find it on special, and it isn't sitting in a warehouse in China. All I want is for people to see Christ as the Savior of the world, not just at Christmas, but always. I want small country churches to be bursting at the seams because good, moral country folk realize their good deeds and manners aren't a sure ticket to heaven. They need a Savior, and the church needs saints who are faithful and committed and so in love with Jesus that they want to be there and learn and worship. And I want to hear about churches in the city that are teaching the Word, not just gathering for a social hour. I want people everywhere to humble themselves and seek His face and stop pretending like good enough is good enough when they, like me, need grace. This Christmas, I want young families to feel the urgency of teaching the Scriptures to their precious, priceless children, more than appeasing them with temporary packages that quickly lose their attention. I want them to know the pleasures of watching their babies grow up in the safe arms of Jesus, especially in a world more and more filled with hate. I long for them to experience the indescribable joy of seeing faith grow through the help and love of fellow believers who nurture and teach and pray for one another as they come together. On my list are visions of worship where it doesn't matter what position you take or how loud or old-fashioned the music. Instead, God takes center stage and we can't help but pour out our adoration. I want to see genuine expressions of gratefulness and submission to a holy God who deserves nothing less. I want to hear praise, not curses, on the tongues of professing Christians who know the difference. For Christmas, I want to be carried away by a true revival that sweeps across this land and puts the light of the world back on His rightful throne. I want to live in such a way that when that great movement begins undulating from soul to soul, I'll be riding the first wave out. That's all I want for Christmas, because Christ is all that Christmas is, and He's all that any other day of this life is about. All I want is for my loving Lord, who humbled Himself and came to earth, to be honored and worshiped all year long, and for everyone I know to get it. That's the best Christmas gift of all. If you want this gift, I'd be happy to share it. If you've already received it, I'd love to hear what it means to you and how you plan to share it with others. You can visit me at westcentralmoinfo.com or at Ag1280 on Facebook, and let's celebrate together this amazing Christmas gift. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.